You don't have to leave the farm to get a college degree. Instructor at Black Hawk Technical College in Monroe, Dustin Williams, tells me about their three agriculture programs. Farm management, a one-year program in agribusiness, complete with a commercial applicator license and CDL, and an associate's degree with additional AI certification.
A few things that we have going on now that are recent to our program. We just finished up a two-year grant. We received almost $380,000 to purchase a new John Deere tractor, John Deere planter, and a sprayer. And so we purchased those, and we also purchased about $60,000 worth of precision planting equipment, which was used to retrofit those planters to make them the latest, greatest, most awesome technology there is around. So our planter actually has dual hybrid technology on one row unit. Actually electronically switches back and forth between two meters on each row. It also has down pressure. It's called Delta Force. It applies down pressure to each row unit, so each row unit could have a maximum of about 200 pounds of down force that's put onto each row unit of that planter. It also has row cleaners on it. So we're pretty fortunate this particular planter is probably one of the most state-of-the-art in the area. Our students got to do all the installation and retrofitting of all this equipment and actually got to plant 100 acres of corn this last year. The other thing we're working on, too, is a new building for our students. It would include a shop workspace or two bays, a laboratory, classroom, science lab type thing, and also the greenhouse that would be attached to it as well.
So what steps still need to be taken in order to get that new building?
Well, we've been out to bid a couple of times. We've done some architectural drawings a few times. We have a very strict budget that we're trying to follow, and unfortunately the last time we went to bid was not good timing based off of the time of year when people try to line up work. We just were kind of late in the game, so we're going to actually wait until December. We've kind of redesigned a little bit, and we're going to go back to bid in December again in hopes that we'd have a more favorable bid process so that we can be within budget to build for this next spring.
So what new projects and new job experiences are you expecting to get from all of these additions?
One of the things that the Technical College offers is the ability for students to really learn by doing and also by learn by stacking their credentials. So instead of just thinking about one area to be getting knowledge in or expertise, maybe think about taking two different programs and merging them together in a two-year program in agribusiness and a two-year program in agronomy and merging that together and kind of creating your own four-year degree with two different specialty areas. And so you're getting hands-on technical training in two different areas that makes you more marketable and stacks your credentials on your resume so that an employer might look at that as a bigger, broader skill set that would allow somebody to do a job a little bit better than just one area in a four-year degree type program.
Right.
You know, I look at somebody like an FS or a Landmark that's looking for a location manager, and they get somebody that comes to them that has two associate degrees, one in agribusiness, one in agronomy. That person might be more marketable than one person that has, or a similar person that has a four-year degree in just, let's say, agribusiness management.
And you guys have a partnership with UW-Platteville, so you could get your first 2 years cheaper and then go and continue to get your bachelor's.
Yeah, so that would be the case with any student looking to go on to school anywhere. Any technical college can provide at least the general education courses that are required to do any four-year program in any college in the state. But if, let's say, somebody wanted to come to Blackhawk for the two-year agribusiness specialist, we could do 2 years at Blackhawk and then transfer into the third year of the agribusiness program at UW-Platteville. Definitely. We have articulation programs in place for that, and there's a huge advantage to that in a couple different reasons. They, first of all, save a lot of money on tuition. It's about a third the cost of what a four-year college is. There's nothing wrong with a four-year degree. There's great opportunities out there for people that have four-year degree. There's a lot of jobs out there that don't necessarily require a four-year degree, and a lot of times they don't want you to have a four-year degree because they want some specific training in a technical area, and then they want to train you further from there. Most of the technical college two-year degree programs are going to cost you anywhere from you know, $8,000-$9,000 up to about $11,000 or $12,000 for 2 years worth of education. One of the things that I always tell people, or ask them, I should say, is if I ask you the question, would you go to a school that I paid 30% of your education? If I paid for 30% of your education, would you be interested in going to that school? Yeah, because it's already 30% paid for, right? So that's the way the technical college system runs, is that your tuition is already 30% covered by taxpayer dollars, by local property taxpayers pay on their property tax bill along with their high school or local school district. They pay taxes towards their local technical college as well.
Dustin Williams hopes the groundbreaking for that new building to be this spring. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.